Jefferson Graham, USA Today, you're listening to the Talking Tech Podcast. Today, we've got part two of my interview with the photographer educator Sue Bryce. She's a master at making great portraits, and she's also got some great tips for everyone out there on how to take really great, memorable, Instagrammable moments. Stay tuned.
I think for me, don't overpost. I noticed the biggest thing right now, the biggest trend right now, is you unfollow people that are spammy. And you just want to be entertained. You want to connect. You want to engage. So I try and keep my Instagram as beautiful as I can. I try not, for my business Instagram or my photography Instagram, I want it to be 95% photography. People, the more, if I post too many selfies or too much personal stuff, it loses the connection to what I'm trying to communicate. I feel like now with the drop-down menu, you can have multiple accounts feeding off one drop-down on Instagram. You know, my dog is on Instagram, so I have a dog Instagram drop-down. Then I have my business one. Then I have my Sue Bryce photographer. And it's okay to separate your accounts and have people follow you for a certain reason and be interested in what you post. You have to remember the reason you attract somebody to follow you is because they were attracted to something you speak about, do, show. If you get too far away from that, they get bored and they will unfollow you. So keep your engagement up, keep your images beautiful, keep them interesting, and always give information. So I give information in everything I post. And because I am an educator, people follow me because they will learn a lighting setup. They'll see multiple images of a setup. I'm actually giving information. I've never been afraid of giving information for free. It just makes your audience bigger. It doesn't make it smaller. So many people hold back because they feel like I shouldn't give this information for free. But it actually makes people want to follow you more. Creativity is endless.
So one photo a day?
I try not to. I try to do every second day. But if you've got good content, then you can do one photo a day. The trick is not to push yourself to do a post when you don't have something to post. You know, being quiet for a day will get you more traction than posting something with half effort that people aren't interested in.
What makes an Instagrammable photo? Or I should say, what makes an Instagrammable photo? There we go.
Anything that will stop scrolling is going to be
in your world,
worth it.
In your world, what's Instagrammable?
The most beautiful photograph I take of a shoot would be, and then if I pull back and do a setup of the light, I'm going to get thousands of people liking it because I'm giving so much. I'm like, look what I did. This is how I did it. And in that moment, they feel completely connected to me. So I guess it has to be something beautiful, something interesting, something funny, something empowering, and you've got to slow people down. They're on a fast finger track there.
Do you do travel photos when you go places? And what would make one of those pictures stand out?
I do not.
You do not?
No. I'm someone that travels and tries to capture it all in my brain, but I realized a long time ago, I was lying on a beach in Greece in 2000. I looked up at the stars, and I thought, they're just as beautiful here as they are in New Zealand. And I thought, you can go around the world, but what makes experiences great for me are the people that I'm sharing with. So I tend to photograph people with me. That's why I'm a portrait photographer, not a landscape photographer.
I remember when I went to New Zealand, the stars were in a different position.
Oh,
different
yes.
Place.
Well, they are.
It was very, very interesting.
And you can see them very clearly, probably because we have a huge hole over our ozone layer. But the truth is it's really like nothing I've ever seen before.
Okay, so information, behind the scenes,
engagement,
unique,
emotion, beauty.
Skip the food photos, maybe.
It's working for you, then yeah, okay, definitely doesn't work for me.
Okay.
Stay on track with what you want to talk about. Close that window a little bit. You know, being too diverse sometimes pushes people away.
Sue Bryce Photography. On Twitter, what are you?
I'm Sue Bryce.
Sue Bryce.
Actually, I'm at Sue_Bryce. I couldn't get Sue Bryce when I first went on Twitter.
Okay, @Sue_Bryce. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Good luck with the portrait seminar and all the great lessons.
Yes, thank you very much.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Thank you, Sue Bryce, for joining us on today's show. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. Thanks for listening, everyone.